October 26th. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Revelation 21, verse 4. One day outside a hospital nursery, I watched one of life's golden moments. A husband and wife, grandparents for the first time, I was to learn, were getting their first joyful look at their new grandson. He was red, wrinkled, and crying, as beautiful as most newborn babies, but to them, of course, he was the most special child since the birth of their own. Tears of happiness ran down the cheeks of both grandparents, and in the emotion of the moment, I got wet-eyed myself. It brought to mind a little poem I once wrote about the blessing of tears. Without tears, how could a mother's eyes speak of their relief for a lost child found? Without tears, how could aging ears acknowledge a beautiful old hymn? Without tears, how could a wordless tongue express ultimate grief? Without tears, how could a lover's heart show the incomparable joy of a mate's safe return? Without tears, how could our souls thank God for His saving grace? Lord, teach me to give thanks in all things.